We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Friday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. Over the next 10 minutes, we're getting you caught up on all the latest Chiefs news. It drops daily, hence the name, Monday through Friday. Like and subscribe here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Let's dive into it. This episode brought to you by Unified Healy. Well, the NFL draft is less than a week away, and the man in charge of building the Kansas City Super Bowl caliber team took some time to talk with the local media today. Friday morning, Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach sat down to talk all things NFL draft. Here's what you need to know. Let's start off with the Chiefs draft board. Veach was asked about how many prospects were on this year's board and how it was broken down.
But I was walking in here, I said, someone's going to ask me exactly how many guys I have on the board. So it's 221, which is a lot, but you'd have to come in here and be with me one day to see how I process this, because like I have guys in the sixth or seventh round on my board, but I always know that we'll never get to the sixth and seventh round. So the total number of boards, total number of players on the board, 221. But in my mind, there's kind of like a line right there. And those guys in six and seven, we keep on the board because that's where I want to work down on free agency. And so I know where I'm going. As soon as the draft's over, the guys that we had on the board at six and seven, again, we'll have plenty of numbers. We'll never get to them. But that's my free agency board, and that's kind of how we work through that.
Now, the Chiefs have had success with day three and undrafted free agent players in the past. Veach's expansive board most likely plays a role in that. Most recently, the Chiefs have found lots of playing time from late-round guys like Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, and undrafted free agents like Tershawn Wharton and Jack Cochran. Speaking of the defensive side of the ball, the Chiefs had a defensive approach when it comes to free agency. KC was slated to lose the majority of their defensive front, but ultimately were able to retain most, which Veach says was a focus.
One of the things that I think was glaring to us was we were potentially looking at losing most, if not all, of our defensive line. Mike Dana, Chris Jones, Turk Wharton, Derek Nnadi. So, obviously a huge amount of concern there, especially given how well our defense played last year. I mean, it was one of the top units in the NFL. Those guys have all played together in the system for a long time. So Chris, right out of the gate, was our priority. I wanted to make sure we got him done. And then I think there was a little domino effect there. Had to move with LJ, and we were able to bring Mike Dana back. But I think being able to secure that front with Dana, Turk, Nnadi, and Jones was really important to us. Bringing back Drew, Tranquil was important to us. So really focused on, retaining as much of that defense from last year as we could.
Well, the Chiefs have had questions at the wide receiver position for a couple of years now, but they took one step closer to the answer with free agent signing Hollywood Brown. And Patrick Mahomes' newest weapon has already been spotted in Dallas with him and others as the Chiefs kicked off phase one of offseason training at the beginning of the week. Now, Veach said Brown is going to be a strong one-year ad for the team.
Like every year, whether it be free agency in the draft, if there's an opportunity to add a playmaker for Pat, we're always going to be looking for those options, and played it out, so to speak, in some other positions. And I think we were lucky that, Hollywood situation played out the way he did, and think he's going to be a great one-year addition for us, and he's going to set himself up nicely moving forward. So I think we're excited, and, it's like I said, every year is different and unique. And I think with the resources we had available, we maximized what we can do this offseason.
Browns edition likely won't be the last edition for the wide receiver room in 2024. As the draft approaches, the experts have linked the team to several first-round receivers, including Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell, Georgia's Ladd McConkey, and most recently, Washington's Jalen Polk. Each talked about the depth of this year's draft class.
I think it's one of the deeper classes. I think the good thing about the wide receiver position, this is typically every year, is they provide depth really 1 through 5, and there's always pockets of players. I think there's a large group of receivers in the first 50 picks, I think, that we have great grades on. And then I think there's another pocket right behind that. I think that is a positive. I think, you know, corner, there's some depth, you know, middle to later on in the draft. O-lineman, as I mentioned in the opener, it's really good early. And so there'll be a late run on those guys, but it tails off a little bit. I think it's a better defensive line class than we've seen in the past. I think there's some good mid-round depth there. Linebacker, running back's probably a little lighter than years past. So I think O-line, receivers, corners are good hot spots throughout the draft, and that's a good thing because we can use one of each of those.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. So whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Well, go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/KCSN. Now, no material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you might have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Well, with the Chiefs continuing to win Super Bowls, they always find themselves picking at the end of round one. While you can still find good to great talent at the end of the first, the thought of moving up to find blue chip players is always tossed around. Veach was asked about the possibility and likelihood of the team looking to move up in the first round to take a premium player.
I mean, I can envision myself. I mean, got to get the owner's approval on that. But no, I think it changes every year. And I think we have a pretty good plan this upcoming week. But yeah, I think, listen, every situation is unique. I mean, we have had conversations in the last few years about guys that we consider top 5, top 6 prospects if they were to fall into the teams moving up, and got Clark and Andy involved and they were all in it, and those situations just didn't work out. So I think that I certainly could see something like that. A lot of things have to fall in place though for that to happen. So it'd have to be the probably a specific guy or two, and then probably getting into a landing spot that's not expected. And then if he does get to that landing spot that's not expected, the team is willing to work with you on a trade that makes sense. So certainly can see it. A lot of things have to happen and fall in place for that to to see an outcome like that. But I always think anything's possible.
Lastly, another big position of interest is the left tackle position. Earlier this week, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talked about Wanye Morris's development and growth as the season went along. Now, Morris started in 4 games for the Chiefs last year as starter Donovan Smith dealt with an injury. As the draft quickly approaches and the Chiefs don't have a direct competitor for Morris yet, Veach was asked about bringing in some competition for the 3rd-round pick from last year.
I think we were really happy with Wanye's development last year, and I think he showed some signs early on in the OTAs that we were really excited about. Continue that growth and maturation process during the training camp. And then middle of the season there, he got an opportunity, some good, some bad. I think Wanye would tell you this. I think if you look at his body of work last year, I think on one end, you're happy that he was able to come in at the pro level and be competitive. It wasn't perfect, but it also was solid play that I think is a good foundation to build and grow on. But he has to come in here with the mindset that, you know, we're going to look to bring in competition. And, you know, he's got to come in here and win that position. And I think it's his job to come in and be prepared to win that position. And I think it's our job to go out there and find competition, you know, for that left tackle spot. So, you know, I think, again, I think that there's a lot of promise in there and there's a lot of ability. But certainly I think, you know, it's our job to bring in some competition there and make him earn that and work for that.
All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC. It's our loyal listeners club, a great place to interact with other fans and myself. Also, make sure to give us a little bit of love. Like today's episode. Make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday.